For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. She is a native Detroiter and Michigan State University alum, but Susan Packard is also known for building TV brands you may know, like The Food Network, CNBC, and HGTV. In fact, she was the chief operating officer of HGTV, a network viewed by millions interested in real estate and home improvement. Packard is also an author who has shared her secrets to success in the books New Rules of the Game and Fully Human. Susan Packard is also this year's homecoming grand marshal at Michigan State University, and we're honored that she took a few minutes during her visit to join us in studio. Welcome to WKAR.
Thanks, Reginald. Great to be here.
First, how does it feel to be back here in East Lansing?
I love being back. Took a drive through campus, and it feels like there's a lot more cars than there were when I was here. A lot more students, a lot more cars, a lot more new buildings, just a lot of vitality. So it's been a lot of fun to be here.
As an MSU alum, I do know we've kind of gone through a dark chapter here at MSU, and we have new leadership. How have you kept up with what's going on here? I mean, and how do you feel about the university as it's going forward?
Right. Well, I'm doing everything I can to read about Dr. Stanley and to read what he releases, his words, the press releases, where he goes. I'm fascinated so far and really impressed with what I'm seeing at these very early stages in how he's giving of himself to students, to the community, really trying to listen and understand. And as you know, great leaders listen. They really listen, and then they take action. But you have to listen to what your customers, your employees, what they're saying to you. And that may have been lacking, and I don't think it's going to be lacking with Dr. Stanley.
We're speaking with Susan Packard, this year's MSU Homecoming Grand Marshal, co-founder of HGTV, and she is also an author. Let's talk about your career a little bit more. On your bio, it says you were open to admitting mistakes and not so open with your emotions, and trust was not your strong suit. What do you mean by that? And I know that's something you've addressed in your books.
Right. Well, my job before HGTV was a pretty cutthroat kind of environment. And we were, again, building businesses in this company, and it was a very successful company, building new divisions. And it was hard to trust people there. And I think some of that is instinct, and some of that is what you see around you and how people treat one another. So when I came to HGTV, I had a need to sort of rebuild my trust in trust. And our startup team they had come from a similar backgrounds, all television, political, and we knew what we didn't want as much as we knew what we wanted in terms of building a culture. And so for all of us, trust was important. And that's where it starts. You know, does your team buy into something that's that powerful? And trust is a hugely powerful emotion.
You also spend a lot of time talking with women in business, and what are some of the things that you've shared with them?
Well, I just had a really nice lunch with a group of women who are CEOs here in this Lansing area, and we talked about everything from how do you mentor, you know, the next generation of women, and how did we get to where we got. And a lot of this is, you know, just taking initiative, just being willing to take initiative and look around you and learn everything you can about the business you're in if you want to stay in it. So I loved cable television, and I knew that I could have a future in it, but I had to learn the technology. I had to learn how to build brands, all of these things. And so a lot of it is, I tell women, is take initiative, ask for sponsors, ask for people, in other words, that will actually support you in the organization. You have to earn that. You have to do a good job so that you earn the support of sponsors. But don't be shy. You really have to take care of yourself to get to a place where you can take care of others in leadership.
Well, thank you, author, executive, and MSU Homecoming Grand Marshal Susan Packard, for joining us here at WKAR.
Thank you, Reginald.
Susan will be featured at the Green and White Brunch tomorrow at the Kellogg Center. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.